Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Wisconsin Primary Eve, but also, Dominic, Minnesota Partisan Primary Eve. Tomorrow's going to be a very big day. We are going to do extended coverage right here on Devil Radio and the Shaw. We're also going to do it on Bull Falls Radio, and our friends listening in River Falls on WFHR will join us after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game. In progress. They'll join the extended coverage in progress. But quick note for our AM 950 listeners up in Minneapolis, what you need to know about tomorrow's Minnesota primary.
Oh, do tell, Curdy.
Well, Dom, there's a lot of little races, but there's only one statewide race. Here's a couple of notes you should know, Minnesotans. As of Friday, more than 107,000 absentee ballots had been accepted for the state primary election, according to the Secretary of State's office. Just so you know, this is far fewer absentee ballots compared with the 2020 primary, in which there were nearly 544,000 ballots accepted. Minnesotans likely seeking more absentee ballots in the early months of 2020 because of COVID-19. Now, back in 2018 in Minnesota, there were only 144,000 absentee ballots that were accepted. So it's more comparable to the pre-pandemic numbers. Let me tell you, Dom, about the statewide race. That's the one I wanted to get to. Where is it here? Where is it? One statewide race to watch, and this, and I'd love to hear from you fine folks listening in Minnesota at 844-967-2789, the Attorney General's race. And we want to talk about that here in the state of Wisconsin as well. We've kind of given it short shift, Dom, but here's the one in Minnesota. The only major contest is on the Republican side, where the Republican primary for Minnesota Attorney General is between candidates Jim Schultz and Doug Wardlow. Schultz, a Harvard law grad, is GOP endorsed. Wardlow was the 2018 GOP nominee. And in the meantime, Dom, he has worked as general counsel for MyPillow.
Ugh.
The Minnesota company founded by 2020 election denier and Trump buddy Mike Lindell. Now, we got a double dose of Lindell at the Trump rally. First and foremost, they had the pre-recorded CPAC speech, which was described as unhinged, CPAC in Dallas. Now, we were at the Friday night event. Trump spoke at CPAC on Saturday, but Lindell had already spoken. And then, as a special treat to the rally goers in Waukesha,
you're welcome,
they had live Mike Lindell on the big screen. Like, oh, I'm crazy, Mike Lindell. I'm to sell you some pillows.
Trump was 90 minutes late, so they had some fill. So they started pulling all the wackadoodles out from the CPAC on the live screen. And Mike Lindell was one of them.
Well, he was like the filler in his pillows, not of good quality.
And now what? Now his former general former general counsel to MyPillow, he's running for Attorney General of the state of Minnesota.
What greater qualifications than working for Mike Lindell? I mean, that guy is probably getting sued every day, right?
I mean, it's busy work. I don't know if he gets paid enough.
That's just for defamation, Doc. Here in the state of Wisconsin, we barely talked about this race. The Democrat, the incumbent, Josh Call, and he was heartily booed at the Republican rally, right? Most people don't know who he is, but they booed him.
Boo, if he's a Dem, he's a Dem. Communist, socialist, progressive, gotta boo him, Marxist.
Now, the Republican field is down to two. There had been another candidate, and after it turned out he was deleting some public records over at his job at the Tommy Thompson Center, I believe, he dropped out of the race. And the two remaining are former, state lawmaker Adam Jarkow. That's Joel Clayfish's buddy. Clayfish endorsed Jarkow. And Fond du Lac DA Eric Toney. And Dom, they were having some interesting exchanges. I know you've got that, but I wanted to talk about the money being spent on that race. Pardon me. Campaign finance reports show Americans for Prosperity, well, they're not candidates. Why would Americans for Prosperity, that's Koch Brothers Group, why would they wade in with $550,000 in a Republican primary? Why wouldn't you just let it work itself out? And then, you know, if you were supportive, get involved later. So they're $550,000 supporting Jarkow, according to, you know, I guess these are disclosures. The group spent $383,000 on mailers. That's a lot of freaking junk mail. Now I see both Rebecca Clayfish and Michaels and really the people supporting Adam Steen, they're all out with late mailers. And I'm thinking to myself, has anyone in the history of elections ever been persuaded by a four-color junk mail?
I mean, I don't know that they're great pieces to engage, but if you see it and you happen to vote and you're not really dialed in, you see a name, maybe you'll just write the last name of the last mailer you saw. I'm not a fan of the junk mail because this makes more work for me. I want them to pay me to dispose of their junk mail, but that's another story.
Yeah, you and Kramer have a similar advocacy in that regard. Anyways, a lot of money getting spent. The Badger Values Pack spent $207,000 approximately on two TV ad buys in support of Jarkow last month and $201,000 on two other ad buys opposing Toney. So, you know, they're equal opportunity. They're for Jarkow and against Toney, spending in both columns. And the National Rifle Association Political Victory Fund spent $1,629 on text message campaigns and endorsement postcards in support of Jarkow.
Is anybody spending any money on Toney? I mean, what about Eric Toney? No love for Eric Toney?
I don't think there's a lot of love for Eric Toney.
Well, I Crudy, and Daniel Bice from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel may have some insight to that.
Wait, one more thought.
All right.
You may actually like one of the advocacies of Adam Jarkow, Attorney General candidate, Republican.
Legal weed?
He is.
Yeah, good.
That's my understanding. No, I've never smoked one with the guy, but, you know, if he's willing, I'm willing. Meet you in the parking lot about 4:20, sir.
Tomorrow. As mentioned, Bice. The headline, Republican Attorney General candidates disagree over whether America has a history of racism.
No. Yes.
This is not a rhetorical question. Let me jump into this just a little bit. Folks, you can join us also on the phones, 844-967-2789.
Does Bice America writes, have a history of racism, these Republicans? Inquiring minds want to know.
Hey, I don't want any CRT going on here now. Come on. Next thing you know, we're all going to stop going to church and have abortions. Here is what Bice writes. This is just how far the party of
Dom,
president.
I remember your three abortions in college.
I know. It's all right. Abraham Lincoln, the political party that put an end to slavery has come. The two Republican Party candidates for Wisconsin Attorney General are in a dispute over whether America has a history of racism. Really? Truly? Back on June 1st of 2020, Fond du Lac District Attorney Eric Toney wrote an extended and thoughtful piece on Facebook reflecting on the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police officer the previous week. Toney wrote that those responsible for Floyd's death should be brought to justice, but that the justice system could only do so much. A quote from Tony: convictions won't bring George back, nor can they erase the emotions of this week or the history of racism that led to this moment. Pretty safe sentiment, right? Not in today's Republican Party.
Yeah, that sounds way too reasonable.
That was back in the good old days of 2020. As Bice writes, Tony is being opposed in the GOP primary by State Rep. Adam Jarko, a Republican from Balsam Lake. The election is tomorrow, with the winner going on to face Democratic Attorney General Josh Call. In a recent mailer, Jarko suggested Tony could not be trusted because of several of his recent statements and actions. Among them, Tony's claim that America has a history of racism, citing his June 2020 Facebook post. Tony was also accused of saying he was absolutely in favor of police reform, botching a Fond du Lac County criminal case that led to the death of a firefighter, and charging several people with violating Democratic Governor Tony Evers' safer at home order early in the pandemic. The charges were eventually dropped.
Tyrannical! They should hang this guy in the square. Not that I'm advocating violence.
No, no, of course not. We're not hanging Mike Pence here. Can you really trust Eric Tony, the Jarko mailer says? His record is clear. Eric Tony can't be trusted. Is it really true that a major Republican Party candidate can't say America has a history of racism, including nearly 250 years of slavery and decades of government-mandated segregation, without coming under attack? Question mark?
Dom, do you recall at the Trump rally the other day, they said, you know, Ripon, Wisconsin was the birthplace of the Republican Party.
Yes.
But that Republican Party is dead. The Republican Party of Abe Lincoln was killed by Donald Trump coming down. And what was the first words out of his mouth as he ran for president? Oh, he was talking about the immigrants, the murderers and rapists.
I'm sure they have good people, too.
I'm sure. A couple. Come back with us.
The Republican Party, murdered by Donald Trump and his cult. Reborn, they also said, in New York and Trump Tower.
He is risen.
Never really understood that whole thing, but I guess.
More
so,
like-
so long, Republican Party. Nice to know ya. And if you're running as a Republican in Wisconsin, hell, across this country, if you dare suggest that America has a problem with history, a problem with racism, you know, 250 years of slavery, decades of government-mandated segregation, apparently you're just too CRT for the megas. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. Come right back with us, 844-967-2789.
Say, man, you got a joint?
I got a joint here, man. I've been saving for a special occasion.